All right, today we're talking all things waist-to-hip ratio, why it matters to you, what the heck is visceral fat, why does it matter where we store our body fat, how do we measure our waist and our hip, and what do we do with the number that I'm going to tell you to get? What do we do with it? What does it mean? I'm telling you all of that today. We're going to keep it very simple, very practical, very tactical. You're going to walk away understanding more about your health today. This is a quick one, so go get in a really quick little walk while I'm talking, but you also may want to take a note or two. Pretty easy to remember, but if you're like me and just like to write things down, you might want to have a little notepad ready as well. Okay, are you ready for it? Here we go. Let's do it. Has perimenopause created a body you no longer recognize? Are you going through hormonal changes that make it hard to lose weight? And do you feel like aging rapidly is depleting your energy stores? I'm so excited you're here because this podcast will help you boost energy, confidence, and balance hormones so you can lose frustrating belly fat while aging healthier. Hi, I'm Lisa Liu, a mom, wife, dancer, and total Jesus lover. And I was on the perimenopause struggle bus for 11 years, working out too hard, eating too little, and discouraged with no results. I finally ditched what no longer worked and created a simple plan providing me more freedom in less time, and I'm here to share it with you. If you're ready for simplified strategies that actually work, solutions to ditching belly fat without massive restrictions, and simplified workouts so you're not spending hours in the gym, increased confidence, balanced hormones, and more energy, a smaller waistline, and the knowledge to age well all through a faith-forward approach that honors God, then this podcast is for you. Throw on your cutest pair of tennis shoes and let's get ready to challenge the status quo on aging. Because it's Faith Forward Friday, I want to start with a quick verse. This comes from James, chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Peace and wisdom. That's kind of the two themes from these verses. And they're so beautiful when I read them again recently. And I just thought, you know, if this is in the forefront of our mind every single day of our life, maybe we just take this verse and read it every single morning, several times a week. But if that is leading the charge with the rest of our day, how much better will our days be? How much more will we walk in peace and seek the wisdom from above that he says is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. I hope that encourages you. I think that is so beautiful and was so just on my heart to share with you today for our Faith Forward Friday episode. All right, we're about to get into all things waist-to-hip ratio, how to do it. We're going to keep it simple, and I'm going to tell you how to read your results. Before we do, did you hear the news this past Tuesday on my podcast? First of all, that was a fire podcast because it was all about castor oil packs and why, how they can help all of so many of your symptoms. I shouldn't say all, so many of your symptoms in perimenopause and why I am a huge believer in it. So make sure you go back and listen to that. But I gave you some amazing news, which is that I am running a sale on my Faith Forward Age Backward Transformation May 6th, 7th, and 8th. If you want very simple exercises that are going to bring you results, if you want to learn how to habit stack them so you're not working out forever, if you want whole food meal plans laid out for you so you don't have to figure anything out, if you want all of the accountability, if you want help with your stress, your sleep, and your hormones, and you even have an option to become a VIP and work with our functional hormone practitioner who is going to test your hormones so there is zero guesswork whatsoever, you're going to be a great fit for this, right? If that appeals to you at all, if you're like weight is coming on all of a sudden in perimenopause and menopause, and you're like, I cannot get a handle of it, on it. I'm telling you, this is the program for you. Amazing success stories. I'll even be interviewing some of the ladies in my program the week that this drops. So I'm pumped. If you want to be sure you don't miss any information about it, I want you to go to lisaluefitness.com/waitlist, WAITLIST, waitlist. And that way you'll also get email notifications so that you don't forget, you don't miss out. Because once the sale is over, it is over. So go to lisaluefitness.com/waitlist and you'll get all the info. Okay, let's dive into today's topic because this is, let me tell you why I'm really interested and why it's personal to me to understand more about waist circumference, waist to hip ratio, why that hits home for me. So I've shared with you before that in my family, cardiovascular disease is like the biggest thing that we deal with. There's diabetes, there is obesity, there's, you know, other things, but heart disease is a big one because it took out two of my family members by age 50. One was 49 and one was 50. So I remember when I turned 51, for me, that was a milestone. I wasn't worried about heart disease at 51, but I'm like, wow, I have already outlived two people that were very close to me in my family, close to me, you know, familially, is that the way? It was my grandfather and my uncle, right? So they weren't like a great, 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 great nephews, uncles, sisters, cousin on my dog's side. Like this was close family members. So the prevalence of heart disease in my family is a really, really big deal. So this has always been on my radar to make sure that my waist circumference stays at a size that is considered optimal for cardiovascular health. So many times, this has been triggering. I've shared this information on social before, and it's very triggering for some women. I mean, they have come back and just kind of bitten my head off before about, well, some of us are just big boned and some of us can't help it. And here's what I want to say. Yes, you can. Bones have nothing to do with your waist circumference, okay? So period, the end, your waist circumference is a huge indicator of your overall health. We're not talking about fitting into a bikini here, people. I care about how long you live and that you're thriving through this life. Your health span. Yes, your lifespan, but your health span. I want you here and healthy as long as you can be. So that is why this is a passionate topic to me as well. So first of all, let's talk about why do we even care? What does it even matter? So because our health can be drastically impacted by where we store our body fat, that is why our waist to hip ratio is a good indicator of our overall health. Let's talk about visceral fat for a moment. What is it? That is the fat surrounding your liver and your other organs. So if you've got extra fat around your midsection, okay, that increases your risk of heart disease, cancer, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. Can we just absorb that for a moment? Okay, that's a big deal. Just having that visceral fat in general, it affects your hormones and your fatty acids, which lead to inflammation, high blood pressure, high glucose, high cholesterol, higher triglycerides as well, which is a type of fat in your blood. So that is why we care about waist to hip ratio. Not so that we can have an hourglass figure. That's great if you want it, but that's not the point. The point is for today's episode is how healthy are you? And this is a big indicator of your health. So let's talk about how to measure. What do you do? So I want you to get a tape measure, okay? A cloth one, not your husband's, you know, one that he uses to measure door frames. Get something that is soft. You can get them for like $2 on Amazon. You can probably get them for cheaper than that at like a, you know, a Hobby Lobby or whatever. But measure at the smallest part of your waist. And then you're going to measure at the largest part of your hips with your feet together. And I say with your feet together, sometimes you'll hear hip width apart. The problem is if you're just an inch off with your hip width apart the next time you measure, it's not accurate. So to be as accurate as possible, just put your feet together because that's an easy thing to replicate every single time you measure, right? So first of all, that's what you're going to do. Measure the smallest part of your waist, largest part of your hips, write it down. Now what you're going to do is you're going to divide the waist size by the hip size. So get out your calculator, pull out your long division, whatever it takes, go ahead and write that number down. Use your calculator to divide your waist size by your hip size. Now, what are we looking at? Now, women, for us, a measurement of 0.85 or more gives you a significant chance of more health problems. You want that number to be below that. For men, it's 9. If that number is a 1, that's even more of a risk of severe health issues, okay? That is like, mayday, mayday, we really need to do some things here to offset where my body is storing its fat. That is not a good thing. Okay, so that is just, I mean, it doesn't get any more practical than that. That's how to measure, and that's what those measurements break down to. If you're under that, then your risk is significantly lowered. Okay, now I've talked before in other podcasts about just your waist circumference alone. If we're just going on waist circumference alone, you want to make sure that's under 35 inches, because 35 or more, that's where you really start to get into that danger zone. But I really like this waist to hip ratio, because it's just going to give you a little bit of a more accurate picture. I like it better than the scale, and I like it better than BMI, because this is really showing you, where am I storing my body fat? A scale can't tell you that, and BMI can't tell you that. And where you store your body fat has a direct link to your overall health. That's why I'm a fan of this. Now, in my next episode, so make sure you come back next Tuesday, I'm going to give you some tips on what to do. If you're like, okay, I'm at that number, I'm in the danger zone, and I don't want to be, help. Or you're like, okay, I'm not in the danger zone, but I'm close enough that I really don't want to tip my toe over anymore. I want you to come back on our next episode, and I'll break down what you can do to make sure that that waist to hip ratio stays within the optimal range, so that you can live better, live longer, feel better, have fewer health concerns, which means we're all saving money in the long run as well, right? Who wants to spend time and money at the doctor's office, and who wants to age ill? I don't, and I know you don't, or you wouldn't be here. All right, that is it for today. Thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you come back next time to hear the breakdown, and also make sure you go to lisaluefitness.com/waitlist, WAITLIST, so that you are notified for my Faith Forward Age Backward Transformation flash sale happening May 6th, 7th, and 8th. That's it for today. I will see you next time. Thank you so much for being here with me. Every episode, I feel like I'm sitting with my BFF. And one of the ways that you can let me know that you find value in this podcast is to go take 30 seconds to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Just search Age in Reverse, scroll about 3/4 of the way down, and write a review there. Not only does it let me know how you feel about the show, but it also helps me get the word out to more people. Thank you again for your time, and I will see you in our next episode.